Slime on, slime on harvesters. You just won't keep.
Oh, Stein, you're singing my song, pal.
I don't know if I would call that singing exactly, but ain't it the truth, you know? It's so often I'll buy stuff like parsley, cilantro, especially Thai basil, and I don't use it all up, and then by the time I've gone to use it again, in just a few days, it seems, it's all slimy and crummy.
You know, I buy cilantro twice a week, easily. And if I'm making something with cilantro, I know I have some in the fridge. I bought it days earlier, or even a week earlier. It's inevitably just a gross thing of slime by the time I go to use it, so I buy another just in case.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, there's good news for slime sufferers, and it comes from one of my favorite culinary sources, J. Kenji Lopez-Alt, from the great food site SiriusEats.com. And he always does experiments. You know, he works stuff out. And
right.
Man, he has worked out a great way to keep fresh herbs fresh. I'm trying it right now, and I've got some stuff that's been in the fridge now for about 12 days, and it looks as fresh as the day I brought it home from the supermarket.
So tell me what you did.
Well, Kenji's method, briefly, is he's using plastic deli containers, but I'm using ball jars. You put an inch or two of water in the bottom of the jar, and then I've cut the stems so that the bunch of cilantro or basil or whatever will fit in there. And then screw on the lid.
Because that'll keep the oxygen out.
Right, exactly, because that's a big contributing factor to these herbs going bad. And put it in the fridge. Now, I've had a bunch of parsley, a bunch of cilantro, and a bunch of Thai basil in there for about 14 days now, not quite. And they look absolutely as fresh as a daisy. And Kenji says you can go for over 3 weeks with this, sometimes even more.
One of the things that I always do that is the easiest thing you can do is to take the twist tie off the bottom of the stem of your fresh herbs. That's where it's always going to get black and deteriorate. It's going to bruise the stems, and then you can't use the stems, which certainly in the case of cilantro is my favorite part of the herb.
He's got some other really interesting methods too, like microwaving herbs until they're all dried out and then crushing them into a powder for a super concentrated flavor. I haven't tried that yet, but I think I'm going to do that too.
I definitely think that if you don't have garden space, and even if you do, because I do, but I like to keep a whole basil plant, buy one of those cheap basil plants, mm-hmm. right next to my sink and just snip them off as you use them. And there's some talk that basil is just a little too delicate for your refrigerator.
Well, for Western basil, you know, like Genoa basil, I always grow my own. For some reason, I just simply cannot seem to grow Thai basil, so I buy that at the Asian market. And mm-hmm. I don't do very well with parsley and cilantro either. I just don't know why. So I usually wind up buying that stuff. And this is a great way to get, you know, your complete money's worth out of it. Of course, I'll post a link to the Sirius Eats website on the Food for Thought post and some pictures of my beautiful, almost two-week-old herbs now. And, of course, we'd love to hear what other people are doing as well.
And I have a little tip that I found from my 1953 edition of The Joy of Cooking. When you have a lot of herbs and you don't use them all, you can preserve the fresh herbs by salting them in a covered crock. Alternate a half-inch layer of salt with a half-inch layer of fresh herbs and begin and end with just a little heavier layer of salt. So after a few weeks, the salt takes on the flavor of the herbs, and then you've got herb salt.
That sounds really interesting. I'll have to try that. It almost causes me to forgive them for their terrible lemon meringue pie recipe. With KPLU food talker,
the well-preserved
Nancy Leeson.
He's Dick.
Or you could call me Herb.
Stein.